Here's Fevzi Turkup. Fevzi's the host of the Gadget Detective podcast. He knows all about the tech side of this. Fevzi, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Morning. Pleasure.
It's supposed to make our lives easier, tech, isn't it? Has it made parenting smartphones, has it made parenting harder or easier, do you think?
It's a complete minefield, isn't it? It's tiger country. I mean, the science on this is not in. We even don't know what harmful effects there are from the radiation from devices. So you've got that. I mean, the UK Health Security Agency still says, because of the uncertainty in the science, we have to take a precautionary approach and excessive use by children should be discouraged. Good luck with that. I note that 91% of 11-year-olds in this country have a smartphone, and even 44% of 9-year-olds. This is very, very difficult because you have technologies which are new, not just the phones themselves, but the services, the social media platforms keep changing. There is no way in the world that scientific five-year lifetime scientific studies are going to keep up with the long-term effects of the usage of these devices and these platforms. So we have to use common sense. I thought Jojo was great. I mean, I've got a great mum, but if I didn't, I'd ask to be adopted by her, because her approach was uniformly fantastic. I thought really sensible. Hard to add much to that, but I think communication, openness is the key. The fact that parents are powerful role models, and if they see you misbehave with your phone, if they see you pick it up at the meal time, then you know you have no moral standing to tell them to do otherwise. So things like family contracts, a lot of talk is made about, oh, we can monitor the use using apps and we can restrict certain devices and so forth, but that at best is part of the solution. And if you're not monitoring the use and having that grown-up discussion, even with the child, you know, an age-appropriate discussion with the child about what the risks are and so forth, then these monitoring applications are not going to do anything. And in the extreme case, the child will pop the SIM out of one device, put it in another smartphone that they've managed to obtain for less than £40, mm-hmm. and then you've lost all ability to know what's going on.
So from your point of view, as an uncle, if you were passing a smartphone over mm-hmm. to a niece or nephew, what would you be doing, Fevzi, on it in terms of parental controls, in terms of settings, to try and make it as safe as possible?
Okay. So first of all, whatever I did, and bear in mind your child is likely to be technologically more advanced than you, so bearing in mind whatever I did, I would make it clear that that's what I'd done. And that's part of the openness idea. But there are various things you can do. So there's monitoring. You can monitor how long, you can set up smartphones, be they Apple iPhones or Android devices. You can set them up so you can see how much screen time there has been, how much time has been spent on particular apps. You can see it in terms of time and battery usage. So both of those give you a good indication. You can limit the access or block the access to particular websites and to particular apps, and you can either limit it in terms of the time window, and good mention was made there of, you know, not allowing the phone into the bedroom at night, because that's a recipe for disaster. I mean, even adults cannot control themselves properly. These devices are, you know, designed to be addictive, designed to give us successive dopamine hits, and you know, we're not managing it. So you can limit the times that they can access it. You can limit the duration in a day or a week that it can be accessed. But I think, you know, that even that should be based on a discussion with the child, to either tell them what you're intending to do, and maybe even make it a negotiation. If they can make a case for having access at other times or more access to an app, then you can take that into account. But effectively, what you do is you create a contract. You can't just enforce it by a bunch of settings on the smartphone. That's never going to work on its own.
On the text, Craig in Dalrymple says, my son's 11, going to secondary school in the summer, he's yet to get a phone. He says he's the only one in his class who doesn't have it. We've discussed getting one, and he agreed he simply didn't need it right now. Another one, a primary teacher here, I've seen the trouble smartphones can cause, online bullying in primary age children, huge upset, arguments that come into school, lots of staff time trying to sort it out, needs very careful monitoring in younger children. Fevzi, thanks for your time this morning. Fevzi Turkalp is host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Much more about all that on there.